coast to coast on the World Wide Web. This is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. Norm Borg here from the home office at Rideau Carlton Raceway. Latest news from the Jockey Club in the United States announcing a very big overall marketing plan. It's $10 million over 5 years. It's going to address many of the things that both the thoroughbreds and the standardbreds have been trying to achieve. Will it work? Could the two breeds work together? We'll talk to the Vice President of Business Development for the U.S. Jockey Club on this edition of Trot Radio. Jason Wilson is the Vice President of Business Development for the U.S. Jockey Club. Jason, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
This is a five-year plan. $10 million is being committed towards it. It talks about things like increased television coverage, new media type of involvement, fewer, better races, better scheduling, that sort of thing. This is stuff we've all been made aware of. What's the hook here? Is it going to be in the fact that you're actually going to do something about it?
You hit on it exactly. When we looked to undertake this, I guess back in October, November timeframe, we did a survey of existing studies, and what we found was there was often a lot of good ideas, but there was very, very low implementation involved in it. So when we retained McKinsey, one of the things that we tasked them with was to make sure that whatever they came up with was something that could actually get accomplished and accomplished in very short order.
For our listeners, McKinsey is the name of the marketing company that the Jockey Club has retained, is it not?
The management consulting company, correct.
Right, okay. So basically what you're saying is, you know, we know what needs to be done, let's just do it. Let's face it, both breeds, harness, thoroughbred, we're in trouble. Has it ever been considered to perhaps work with the standardbred side as well to try and come up with a joint sort of strategy that both can go forward with?
You know, Norm, that's a great idea. I've actually only been on the job for about 10 months. in my short tenure, that has not been discussed, but I think that is something that deserves some future consideration.
Yeah, because I know there have been a parting of the ways recently at the organizational level, and that's too bad. I know Stan Bergstein has bemoaned that in his columns in Daily Racing Form, but hopefully something like that could be done. One of the things that hasn't been addressed, and I find this interesting, and it's something that the standardbred people have been hollering about, reducing takeouts. Did that not come up at all in the course of the recommendation?
You know, it's one of those surprising things of the study. It did come up. I think we heard a lot from our most important customers that the pricing of the product is a little bit too high. But in general, we thought a better way to deal with that, because of the regulation or the regulatory environment, was to see if we can give targeted rebates to our best customers. As opposed to just a general across-the-board reduction in takeout. Because as you know, I mean, it's just difficult to go to each and every jurisdiction, each and every state, and try to get the rules changed every time you wanted to do something with takeout. We thought it would be a lot easier if you could experiment with rebating and kind of give a price reduction in that manner.
Well, if I can throw in an editorial comment, I think you're onto something here, because let's face it, and it's no disrespect to the heavy hitters, but for every heavy hitter, there's 20 of them who will try and tell you what heavy hitters they are when they're not, and why reward those guys? So go after the guys that are really doing business with you.
That's absolutely true, and one heavy hitter today is not your heavy hitter tomorrow. So
exactly. Let's talk about how the implementation is going to go, and let's look at the suggestions in point form. Increased television coverage, how's that going to work? Is the Jockey Club going to pay the networks, as I understand Breeders' Cup has, for a lot of the coverage, as has Churchill Downs?
Well, I think a lot of that is actually to be negotiated. We are certainly prepared to take ownership of production costs and things associated with getting it on TV. It's just a little too early to tell exactly how that's going to be structured, though.
Free-to-play website, that sounds like a great idea, especially in this new media age.
Sure. I'll pick that up, as well as the social game in the kind of the same context. Mm-hmm. The goal there is we, the Jockey Club, are going to put together a team to develop both the social game and the free-to-play, and we hope to launch both of those in the first half of 2012.
Okay, now I'm a bit of a high-tech nincompoop. Social game meaning what?
Social game, I guess the most popular social game is called Cityville. and probably the one that people know the most is called Farmville. Both those games are by a company called Zynga. And basically, they are games that reside mostly on Facebook and other social networking sites. And they're really driven more by friends recommending other friends and the viral nature of kind of gaming among a community of people that you know.
So you would create a horse racing game around that?
Correct. And while we haven't gotten the exact design set right now, it could run the gamut from breeding to owning to racing a horse.
All in fantasy type world, right?
All in fantasy type world.
Okay, it's official. I am now old. one of the issues is fewer races, better races, better scheduling. This is something that has been heard on behalf of both breeds. How do you hope to initiate that? I mean, there's going to be a lot of resistance from tracks, I would think, on this.
Another of the tenets that we had going into this was that everyone's going to act in their own self-interest. And what we set out to do is to provide tools for people to make better decisions. We think that we've come up with a pretty good tool. We're working on the algorithms right now. That kind of demonstrates if you have a race that is run 2 minutes after the last major race, you're going to lose handle. If you just move it out 5-10 minutes, then you can probably increase handle 10-11% and make everyone better off. Similarly, if you were to move that race to a different day or even delete a day, you could also increase handle. Now, we take that tool, and we also have a couple of recommendations around what to do with the extra money that's coming in. We think that paying down to last place so that horsemen and owners have the ability to get payoffs at each race is probably a good idea. Uh-huh. It will increase field size, which would in turn increase handle.
Sure.
So there are a lot of different kind of initiatives that are wrapped up in this, and it's a little bit hard to unbundle right now, but uh-huh. We think that it's really just educating the tracks to kind of let them see that maybe the things that they've been doing over the past 20 or 30 years need to evolve a little bit more and give them a little bit more information about their decision-making.
One of the things you point out, and you may want to talk to some of the Ontario Harness people about this because they're in the process of working this out as well, innovative wagering platforms and programs, something whereby you could go buy a lottery ticket and at the same time get a quick pick on the pick six.
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about here?
Well, actually, that isn't it, but what we're talking about would enable something like that.
Okay.
So the kind of three big buckets are one, single pool wagering. We think that that is incredible technology. It's a little early to say how it's going to be implemented, mm-hmm. but that would give you the ability to innovate on your wagering and do things like have a lottery pick six type of innovation. The second is exchange wagering, which I think most people know about. We think that the model as it stands in the UK is a little problematic, but it does bear a test in the North American market to see if it can be sustainable here. And then the third is really kind of something that the TRPB has started, and that is a tote security system that helps with more transparency around wagering and pools. And that should be something that is launched in the next, I think, 12 months or so.
Okay.
But it should go a long way towards addressing people's concern about the security of the tote system.
New ownership, always a good idea. Racing integrity, a no-brainer. We know what has to be done there. Is the money enough, $10 million over 5 years?
Well, that's a very good question. We think it is sufficient to do what we want to do. We think it's a good start. We're obviously looking for partners in everything we do. I'll say this. We're prepared to spend that money if we can attract additional money to what we are doing, so much the better. But we think it's a good start. It'll stabilize things, and then we can start going from there.
Now, there are jockey clubs in every state and province, for that matter. How will this be distributed? How will the distribution chain work in terms of implementing the program?
Well, we are going to undertake the implementation at the out of this office.
Okay.
And
which is New York for our listeners.
Which is New York. So it's really not a distribution model. It's really a let's go out there and do it model.
Ah, I like that. I don't think we have much choice here to worry about protocols. We have to go out there and just do it.
That's right. I think there are going to be some people who are going to be a little myth that they weren't included, or that there's no big grand national scheme to have a commissioner or a national office or something of that effect. But, you know, we think that we could take the next 3 years to try to get that national office, or take the next 3 years to try to implement some of this stuff. And we chose implementation.
It's a good way to prioritize it. Jason Wilson, Vice President of Business Development for the Jockey Club of the United States. Real pleasure having you on.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here.